Yo, man, so many people don't even know how far and wide Tommy Greek spreads, man. I saw these guys down in Tennessee. These fucking, they played all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast, man. Nutso motherfuckers, man. They don't care where they play, dude. They play everywhere. It's Tommy Greeks, dude. It's a phenomenon. This is Kurt right here, dude. It's a phenomenon, dude.
Something when we were a whole lot of nothing and things don't stay the same. You know, cause they're always changing, so they gotta change. So I hope you're ready to listen and listen good while I tell you how it all began. Dirty, crappy clubs, sweated all the worst places, and been tortured in all the halls, basements, parties, and backyards. We're so garage and so DIY that we just never got anywhere. We never got any respect anywhere we ever went, and we ever, never, ever, never got paid. So the best thing we ever did, I say the best thing we ever did was kept our day job flipping burgers. I'll tell you again, we'd be lucky if we even got a free drink at these clubs. You know, Lord knows we needed drinks. We'd play and play and play. We'd gain the attention of at least one or two bartenders a night. And the crowd, man, they were just really big, saying, ah, 3 to 8 people, well, we'd buy them drinks so they just like us a little bit. You know, and even if they didn't remember who we were, it didn't matter, cause, you know, we don't even know who we are. No, we don't know who we are. No, we don't know who we are. So what happened to the great Tommy Greeks? Well, I'll tell ya. We were getting our grooves down in this club, you know, getting our grooves down in this club, and getting it down in it, kinda, you know, like this club here. And I say, you know, well, this is what we sound like. This is what we sound like. This is what we sound like. And this is what it sounds like. Attention to us. Everybody hollering so loud you couldn't even hear the drums. And that's loud. You know, the local folk drank themselves silly into oblivion. Besides, when you're drunk, we sound a ton better if and you're living real hard. If you listen real hard, it gets better every minute. So, it all began like this. David Geffen was hanging down at the end of the bar. He was doing what all was doing. Sitting and drinking. Just sitting and drinking. Just sitting, sitting and drinking. And when we finished our set, he came up to us and said, "You mother feathers were the best thing I ever seen. Seen her that I wanted to die." We said, "What?" He said, "Your mother feathers apathy. Heard them when they're dying, I want to put out a record. We said, no way. He said, yeah. Like, are we like Big Sid or something? Or a little Sid? He said, your life's a Big Sid in a little bit, but a little Sid in a positive big way if you want to be a Big Sid. You know what I mean? And he spilled his drink on my shoe. So, but so what? Basically, we have a buddy now at Geffen Records, and he said, you know, if you just come on down, in short, I'll give you a contract, I'll take you into my recording studio, and I'll make you guys a record. And we like that idea. So we said, fine, that's what we're gonna do. We went down to his office, we signed our John Hancockles, and went and cut our record. And he said, if you wanna make money, boys, I want you boys to copy the top 100 songs that you ever did here. And I want you to copy the top 100 songs that ever hit number one, and make them your own songs. Do you wanna make money, boys? Is that what you wanna do? And we're like, you better believe it. And he said, okay, because that's what we want. We want you to make a lot of money, because we want to make a lot of money. And the only way you're going to make a lot of money is by getting the American dream, by taking somebody else's stuff and making it your own. Us a whole weekend, 22 hours to be exact. We had it mastered, sliced, diced, and gave it a title, but we couldn't tell you what it was because nobody remembered. 22 songs in all, and this, you know, was a pretty long record, but I don't think the musicians were there. I don't think the musicians were there, you know, because we just don't remember. So this is what the record sounds like. This is what the record sounds like. This is what the record sounds like. And this is what it sounds like. Hey! 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 Hollywood rock star. Hey! 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 Hollywood rock star. Came out, they went straight into number one. Not number two, but number one. Imagine that. A bunch of nobodies pushing everyone who was anybody that was good, right to the bottom. And that's okay, because we don't care, because we're somebody now. We're number one. And I know you heard that somewhere else, but we're number one. You know, we don't care about all those little bands. We don't care about nobody. We don't care about anything, anyone, or anything that makes anyone special. Cause when we go all over, we just. When we go all over, we just. When we go all over, we just. And everybody loves us. And let's face it, you'd be nothing without us, and that's okay. You know, our record went so high, so fast, that when the royalty checks came in, we couldn't even spend them fast enough. And let me tell you, that changed. Cause we're making so much dough that when we get all the groupie loving, all the tiny sign my photo grabbing girls, we need from wall to wall, corner to corner, if you know what I mean. Rich boys shine our shoes now, and when we go out, everyone knows who we are. Besides, we don't even drive anymore, cause we got drivers in our limos taking us where we wanna go. What's that you say? Where to? Oh yes sir, I know the spot. Thank you James, we say. Just take us to the drugstore. No, we can do anything we want. We go to that drugstore. We go to the bitch house. We can play with the tit whores. And we buy everything and everyone we want when we see it. We get all our M&Ms backstage just the way we like them. And we're treating people like cause it's fun. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe not. Cover of Rolling Stone, playing all the big festivals, cause we're the headliners now. All the little nobody bands open up for us now, while we just make fun of them. Promoters kiss our asses and sponsors give us free stuff. We're not helping them, we're helping ourselves, cause we're bigger, bigger, I say bigger, bigger still than the Beatles ever could possibly wanna be. Now so here we are, a bunch of real losers, flipping burgers, and nobody cared about us. But all that's changed now. All that's changed now. All that's changed now. Cause we're the greatest. We're the absolute greatest. We're the absolute greatest rock band. We're the absolute greatest rock band in the land. We're the absolute greatest rock band. We're the absolute greatest rock band. We're the greatest rock band in the land. And this is what we sound like!